Hey man, can you play Motorhead, Ace of Spades?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Norm's got hickory in his stick. Talking baseball with Rangers manager Buck Showalter every Friday at 10:50. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how you land. You win some, lose some, it's your...
This Saturday, from noon until 2, is that Big Frito will be at Lazy Larry's Liquor Store.
Frito.
At 820 in Blue Mound Road in Crazy Fort Worth.
Frito.
You can register to win ticket t-shirts and tickets to see the Chinese national team play the Maverick Summer League team this weekend. So everybody go out and see Fall Frito at Lazy Larry's Liquor Store in the town of the Cow this Saturday from 8 until 2.
Frito.
It is 5:38 here on The Ticket.
Everybody loves community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits.
Everybody loves community quick hits.
Community quick hits. Community.
Everyone just left Dukes.
Guitar. Now, this is a very, very popular segment, George. Community Quick Hits.
Is it?
Yeah.
I enjoy it, but I wonder about its popularity.
Oh, no. People love this because people don't know. You know,
Well, that's true.
You should wonder about its popularity. So do I.
You know, this segment was once titled Reading Crap from the Metro Section. And we changed it to
Community Quick Hits. Better.
All right, with community quick hits, here's Cobra.
Hey, man.
Boys, we have had... Oh, yeah, let's welcome George Dunham to community quick hits. George,
hard
of course,
line.
The main host of the morning show, Dunham and Miller.
I'm not the main host.
And he's also
why are you
co-host.
First?
And I don't know.
And he's also the captain of the Users Dodgeball team.
Yes, best dodgeball team at the ticket.
We'll find out about that.
Yep. Find out
that when I rattle one off your head.
Well, we have a radio format change.
I'm a quick.
Hey, man.
Yeah, what's going on at that goofy FM over there?
Do we?
Yes, we do. Because 100.3 Jams is no longer 100.3 Jams. Now, what were they?
Well, they just changed.
Blow
that.
Radio. It blew whatever they were doing.
Kind of like Britney Spears and all that kid crap.
That the Eagle was turning to Sunny.
No, that was a couple months
ago.
Well,
you know what? You're behind.
Stop it. Britney. No. it is now going to be called 100.3 The Jack.
Hey, The Jack.
Jack.
The Jack?
Yes, The Jack.
What the hell is that?
It's some goofy format that's making it big in Canada right now.
Hope somebody doesn't turn it off.
In Canada?
There goes Greg. I heard you, Greg.
That's true.
You're better than that.
So we're copping Canada radio?
That's what I understand. Is that what
Does that mean we got to play a Canadian artist every three songs?
No, it's like 80s.
Every three songs they got to roll Gordon Lightfoot?
80s, like... Danny said there was Huey Lewis on there today.
Yeah, Scott Strong said he heard they went from Huey Lewis to the Stones to Culture Club.
So they're just going to call it? Really, okay. I'm in on that. That doesn't sound terrible.
Well, what is it, though?
It's like...
What is the format?
80s fun music?
So it's like The Mix.
Yeah, don't we already have a station like that?
Does The Mix play Culture Club?
It's kind of...
Yes.
Yeah?
It's like The Mix.
It's not The Mix. Like The Mix.
This
has got failure written all over it.
You know what? It's going to be programmed into my radio thing.
Yeah, I'll check it out. But we already have that.
Well,
The Mix.
Our radio stations are so poor.
How about having
But this isn't going to improve it, though. This is going to be the same, you know, recycled songs.
Why don't they have the balls to come out and play
something
the new stuff? What CD were you previewing the other day that nobody's going to play?
The Polyphonic
Spree.
Yeah, play stuff like that.
Pearl Jam.
I wish we had a real alternative station in this town.
Well, we bitch about it. We won't. Because they won't give it.
How about Album Rock? How about we go back to Album Rock? Why don't somebody try that?
Rons, why can't they do that? Do they just not have the balls to do it?
You've been in radio a long time.
It doesn't sell. Nobody's patient enough to wait it out.
I know everything about it.
I agree, so why not?
Mike, is it because no one's patient enough to sit on it for 5 years to let it grow? Because it doesn't take that much time to be successful.
Right. It takes 5 years to even begin to get a music station established, to get it up and running, and then nobody gives it that much time. Why do you think we've been through, what, three of them on 93.3?
Yeah.
It was the zone, then it's the merge, now it's the bone. What makes you going to think they're going to give the bone enough time to do anything?
Don't look at me. You're radio man.
Hey, it's Radio Man.
Well, they won't. I'm telling you, they won't.
Sounds like another recycled music station.
Yeah.
Sounds like the same old stuff.
And there are holes in this market.
Classic country.
Yeah, that's one.
Yep. That's a big hole, especially here in Dallas, Texas.
Mexican talk.
Real alternative rock
they
and
got,
roll.
I guarantee you they got Mexican talk somewhere.
Japanese rap.
Yeah, they could have Mexican talk, and you guys wouldn't know it was on the air.
Norwegian death metal. Hole. Right there.
Hey, man.
Hey, dude.
Can't imagine.
Ching, chang, hustle.
In this area,
get low,
one of the biggest,
slack bitch.
One of the biggest country music markets there is. And they don't,
we got the new stuff.
They don't have classic country. I mean, there's nowhere where you can hear Merle Haggard.
No?
Nope.
Unless Danny's singing it at Summer
and
Bash.
Don't talk to me about that range and that ranch and all that stuff.
No.
Because to get to Merle Haggard, you got to wade through Pat Green and all manner of Texana.
You know the...
And I am not in on that.
Pat Green's a power down.
You know the Country Goat, the Psycho used to work at?
Yeah.
That's a great station. I mean, they play the old stuff, and it's good. It's very good. But you can't get it.
It's in Weatherford.
It's in Cleburne.
Cleburne.
Home of the Yellow Jackets.
That's right. Home of David McWilliams.
You know what's getting huge is Christian rock. Like rock. Like they have rock and roll Christian bands. Like lots of them. Enough to have an entire radio station dedicated to.
Well,
that's
they've
unstable.
Always had that. They got KLTY.
Yeah, but that's more like
that's
easy,
lighter stuff,
easy listening Christian music.
Yeah, I'm talking rock and roll. I mean, it sounds like Creed,
yeah.
But they're singing about Jesus.
Who?
About what?
You heard me. I don't need to repeat myself.
Sure you do.
And you know what? Those don't go hand in hand. Jesus does not like it. Is that the same inflection? Jesus doesn't like it when there's... cheesy rock band.
Jesus,
about it.
No. I don't think he likes that either.
It's unstable.
He's not.
How do you know what he likes? What
he is not up there dancing
how
to that.
How do you know?
You know
how
what?
Do you know?
I bet you he is
Jesus?
More interested in the Jack.
Good.
Sure my
gosh.
What's wrong with you?
What happened?
Did you get it?
I hope you
yeah,
got
I
that.
Dumped. I hit the dump button, but I don't know why.
Well, don't worry about it. You'll find out later.
That was a good move, dumping that.
I pronounce KLTY and it's phonetic.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Wow.
That's abrasive.
We're going to put up with
Jesus
that over the top.
Thanks.
What was that? What was
so
that,
you don't,
Gordon?
You don't have to put up
Jesus
with that
smoked pot.
Oh, Gordon.
You
Gordon.
Have to put up with that.
Yeah, we have to put up with much worse than Corby.
Thank you. A U.S. Census Bureau study shows that Texas again ranks last in the percentage of high school graduates. Last.
Because we have more.
Congratulations.
So we have more dropouts.
Yeah, we have more dropouts. 77% of the state has high school degrees.
That's all?
Yes. And it's really embarrassing to clump us in there, to glom us in with the rest of the idiots out there, because just start firing away at the states you think are right next to us.
Mississippi, Arkansas.
I would think Mississippi.
Louisiana.
Louisiana's in there. South Carolina, this is the bottom five. South Carolina at 81%. Alabama at 79%. Louisiana right around 79%. West Virginia at 78%. And then Texas at 77%.
That's embarrassing.
What, 77% of Texas high schoolers drop out?
No, graduate.
Would you listen and stop saying Texas? Just pay attention.
He can't.
That's all I ask.
All he wants to do is eat cherries, say Texas, and go, mmm.
Yeah.
He's made a career out of that.
Yeah, you're getting paid like
$800 million a year to go.
I don't get paid.
Yeah.
This is an altruistic venture for
me. The hums kill me.
Thank you.
The what?
Of course, Court of Snake used to kill me, and now I...
What kills you?
The ums.
Hey, man.
Just know that...
I hate that.
That he's not paying attention, and he's
looking at
Kevin Scott or Psycho, asking them to join in.
Snake.
And then when I eyeball him, he goes like this.
Hey, man.
It's tomato head.
Yes. And all the blood.
Oh, dear. This is a power down.
Mr. Tomato Head.
Hey, man.
Hey, if only we had a station that could play some Motorhead. Am I the only one in town?
Hey, man. Can you play Motorhead, Ace of Spades?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Thank God we have an outlet for Motorhead.
Catman of the Americans, meddling now.
But where, I ask you, is a great song like, you've given me nothing but shattered dreams. Now, where's that going to be heard?
Oh, man.
Jack, I guess.
Hey, man.
I'm
going to
give you guys a multiple choice.
They already took one this morning on the morning show.
The state's graduation rate.
Oh, God, please turn that down.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Can I interject something here?
Can you play Motorhead, Ace of Spades?
Pardon the interruption.
Hey, man, can you play Johnny Hates Jazz?
The state's graduation rate is worst among A, whites, B, Hispanics, or C, Japanese.
Black?
Whites.
Hispanic.
White?
Japanese. White.
You're right.
Purple.
Who's right?
George, Hispanics.
Hey, man.
Which is the state's fastest growing population. Do you see where the white people will be completely 100% eradicated from Texas by 2035? It will be an all Hispanic state.
No, it won't.
Bet it will, too.
Only half of Texas, 4.3 million Hispanics aged 25 and older, have high school degrees. So that's what's dragging us down.
What's that, Corby?
The Hispanics. They're dragging our percentage down.
Hardworking people to me.
That percentage of Hispanics graduate?
Keep going, Corey.
Oh, come in.
When I'm at your funeral, and I'm standing in the back smoking a giant cigar with a Hawaiian shirt on, and maybe a jambox on my shoulder, you will hear such cackles coming from your grave. That your daughter will want to kill me, your wife will want to kill me, everyone will want to kill me because I'm laughing at your funeral.
I'd be sorry.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
All right.
All right. That's Community Quick Hits.
Community Quick Hits.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to preview and rate the round tables here on the ticket.
Wow. You got to stay for this, George. Sports.